Jesus brings a new wisdom. Jesus, as he begins his public ministry, and even throughout a couple of times in Scripture, it's stated that Jesus says, I have come to not abolish the law, but I have come to fulfill it. I have come to fulfill all the prophecies and the promises of the Old Testament. Jesus is coming with something new. We even hear a few times mentioned in Scripture as well that spoke about Jesus, that he was one who spoke with authority. There was meaning, there was purpose, there was understanding, clarity to the bigger words that he spoke, that he said, the parables that he gave, the truth that he spoke. A new wisdom, a new understanding. So many of us, we live out in the world throughout the week. We come to Mass each Sunday. I hope and I pray that you recognize and that you see and you find something new here each time you come to Mass. In the readings, as I mentioned before, before Mass, at the beginning of Mass, that there is a kind of particular tie to that realization that we are of heaven and that we are to live and to be members and citizens of heaven through Jesus' death and resurrection, especially through our own baptism. And this weekend, we celebrate baptisms here at St. Helens, and so we'll have a baptism after Mass today. And this child becomes a citizen of heaven, enters into the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So some of us, you know, we might wonder, well, Father, well, where and when do we encounter heaven? We would say that Mass is, we believe, is heaven on earth. That basically all heaven in the simplicity and clarity that we can understand it will be complete union with God. We come to Mass, we give praise and thanksgiving to God as we sing, as we pray, as we respond to prayers. We listen to God's word that hopefully speaks authority and newness and light and understanding to us. Also, of course, in the Eucharist, we actually encounter and receive Christ into our lives. Heaven on earth. I hope and I pray that each time that you come to Mass, especially on Sunday, that the realization that this is, yes, different than something you do anywhere else. And also that this is home. This is where your heart is and the desires of your own heart. So just as real quickly in the readings of Prophet Jeremiah there, who kind of gives this particular example of these two particular trees or bushes. One, of course, he starts out saying, cursed are those who desire to find strength in this world, who seek to find wisdom and understanding in human flesh. It's kind of like this bush in the desert. It grows, but it really doesn't change. It finds itself isolated. It doesn't thrive. And it speaks about this particular tree that is planted by a stream of running water. Maybe this particular stream, we could say, is the Holy Spirit. That stream is our faith. Stream is the Eucharist and the sacraments. If we are rooted and planted, that we are living in this world, but our sustenance, our nutrition, our identity is coming not from this world, but something from outside of this world. And to recognize that. Because as we live in this world, there's a lot of great things that are out there. I mean, there's always kind of new gadgets, whether it's the phone, whether it's the computer, whether it's the iPad, whether it's neat new cars that are coming out, whether it's all kinds of gadgets and tools that, yes, help to make our life comfortable, that seem to help to solve particular problems. I'm amazed with all the different things that I can find on Google these days. I type in all kinds of stuff, and it's interesting, the definitions that you get and curious things. Even sometimes the other day I was given a homily at the school Mass, and I was talking about a lector and a lectern. And I said, I wonder what the root of that is. Pulled out my Google, typed in lector, and it gave me a great definition of the root word and where it came from. So all the things that we have of this world, yes, are helpful, and they're good. And for the most part, they can continue to give us understanding as well. But yet, where is the core? Where are we rooted at? Are we rooted as citizens of heaven? What do we use our faith for in our own life in this world? Is our faith just to maybe solve problems? Is our faith sometimes just to make us feel better or comfortable? Or is it truly the identity of who we are? What a powerful line if you were listening to that second reading there. St. Paul, as he spoke, he said, if Christ is just for you in this world, what a pitiful life that must be. If you do not believe in the resurrection, that Christ has opened the gates of heaven, is preparing a place for us in heaven, and your faith is only to help you to get through and to navigate this world, what a pitiful life that must be. Our faith isn't just to help us in this world. Our faith defines who we are. Our faith speaks that we are of another place than this world. We use and encounter the fickle things that this world gives, but our identity, the longing of our own hearts, hopefully shouldn't be to finish this Mass so I can go back to the world. The longing of our hearts is, after we finish this Mass, that we continue to receive and to soak up the Holy Spirit that sustains us throughout the week. That is the place that we find peace. Just as that in that first reading, they're talking about that particular tree. When the sun came, when the heat and all these other things, it didn't struggle. It didn't suffer because it was rooted in something different. And finally, in that gospel today, this is St. Luke speaks to us. This is kind of his rendition of the Beatitudes. And he speaks of them. It's interesting that he speaks of them on a plain, in a flat surface, where in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, it speaks of Jesus going up on a mountain, speaking these particular teachings and truths. But in these Beatitudes, it's interesting because it speaks about how those who mourn, those who hunger, those who thirst, those who are persecuted in this world will find peace and grace in the world to come. And then, very interestingly, St. Luke kind of flips it on its head. Those who find rest and peace and richness here in this world will find nothing in the next. For those who are rooted here and seek platitudes and praise and success from other people who have succeeded in this world will have nothing in the next. So let us live for heaven and not just for this world. May our success be found in that we are children of God, that we've been given this beautiful food, and that we can encounter Him. May what makes us tick and what makes us thrive in life is because we are connected to the vine, that we are abiding in the love of our Heavenly Father, that our source of renewal and peace and grace and strength comes from something that is not of this world. So my brothers and sisters, may we desire to live of heaven. And I would just encourage you, as you go throughout this week, begin to look to see, because it is rather confusing, even for myself. I find a lot of joy in the world that we live. I've got a lot of particular things and gadgets and stuff. But yet, to also recognize, but wait a minute, there is something more than this. How can I sometimes separate and put those things to the side and to find my true source of peace in my faith and in my daily prayer, in my relationships with the Lord, of only Him whom I should trust, of Him who I go to first, before I go to anybody else, but go to the Lord. So just look to see, how do you live out your life? How do you solve your problems? What is your source and your strength? I hope and I pray that it is in heaven with the Lord.